Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone.
It's Errol Smith bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com, or just go to jimblasingame.com and you'll find all my books. I hope you'll go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and subscribe to my newsletter. It comes every week by email. It's free. All my stuff has always been free. The only thing I ask you to pay for, if you buy a book, because I have to pay for those too, so I'd like you to pay for those. But you know what? If you can't or don't want to, almost everything that I write has been serialized on everything I write. Really, has been serialized on my website. There's an entire section on both of my last two books, my two award-winning books, on my website. So you can go noodle around there and find them. You don't have to buy the book if you don't. I want to make sure that you have access. That's been our goal and our vision here on the show for 23 plus years, is to give you access to whatever you need to be successful. You know, folks, I got another segment. I want to talk about things that are on my mind. And this is International Women's Day in the middle of International Women's History Month. And many of you, if you've been paying attention, you know that we celebrate women here on the show every day, not just one day a month, a year. Because, I mean, fully half of my Brain Trust members are women. And we didn't plan that. That wasn't intentional. It's just that we're looking for smart people. That was what the thing we went for. Who are the smart people who have to come across? Do they have the accomplishments? Do they have something that we want to hear? And can they deliver? You know, there are a lot of smart people out there who can't come across. They can't bring it. They just know stuff. They just can't talk about it. Well, that doesn't work on a talk show, does it? So we're looking for people who've got the accomplishments. They can back up their words with accomplishments, and they can come across. And when we've done that, we take all comers. It doesn't matter what your background is. Doesn't matter who your parents were. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. We take you, and we use you. And you know, we've had a 16-year member today. We're going to have a 23-year member in the next half hour of our Brain Trust. So that tells you a little bit about my commitment to women. I actually have a letter from a president signed and addressed to me for my work on behalf of women, which I'm very proud of. So I've paid my dues. I don't take a backseat to anybody on this issue. I want women to succeed. I've worked hard to make that happen. But when I see legislation about to happen that's going to set back women's issues, in my opinion, especially women athletes. My daughter is still an athlete. She put herself through college on scholarship for being a starter in volleyball and softball. And I think about this new legislation, the transgender legislation that you're about to see if you haven't been. Folks, you need to pay attention to this. I've actually talked to women I know are women on top of women's issues. They're leaders in the women's movement, so to speak, who aren't fully aware of what's about to happen. You've seen the news reports probably where a young man identifies as a woman, maybe even has a sex change, and then competes with women in sports. Folks, it's physics, it's geometry, it's physiology. It's those three things that are natural laws. Geometry, physics, and physiology are all three natural laws. You and I didn't make them. We didn't create them. But they are what we have to live with. They are our reality. And when you try to legislate something that defies that reality, you wind up with a male a physiological male in winning a wrestling match in women's wrestling teams every time. You have males running track. I don't, as I said, how they identify whether they've had surgery or not. Males running track in women's track meets and winning, and they'll do it every time. The physiology of a man's body is different than the physiology of a woman's body. The geometry of a man's body is different from the geometry of a woman's body. And this, look at what we've done. Look what's happened to women in sports. Women, period, with Title IX that's decades old. It was intended to make sure that women were treated equally, that women were promoted in sports. This is taking that back, and it's not even taking it back generations. It's taking it in the wrong direction. It's taking it in a subversive direction, and this has nothing to do with being insensitive to people who are transgender. It's not about that at all, my friends. I think you know my heart. It's about geometry and physics and physiology. That's what it's about. And you can't legislate that away. If you care about women's issues, you need to pay attention to what's going on right now. And that is an important thing to be talking about on International Women's Day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Does anybody really know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.